Hello and welcome back to the My First Marathon podcast, where usually we're interviewing runners in all stages of their running careers about their first marathon experiences. But today we're back with another Wednesday mini episode. This week we're talking about the power of being too much. Being too much was my biggest insecurity as a child, and it was something that I was constantly told, either by my peers or by adults around me, by coaches. I always was the kid that was too much, that was doing too much, that was caring too much, that was trying too hard. I was always that kid. It was always my biggest insecurity growing up, and to a lot of my adulthood before I started training for marathons was continuing to be my biggest insecurity. So today we're going to take back that power, and we're going to talk about the power of being too much. So without further ado, let's jump right in. Growing up, I was always the kid who tried too hard. I was always the one who volunteered for something first, the one who wanted to win like a reading challenge, if that was the challenge, the one that wanted to run the mile the fastest. Like, I had no chill as a kid. And I was always told that I was doing too much. I was being too much. It was embarrassing. Like, I always, from middle school, I can remember going back that far and feeling like the adults and the kids around me just didn't want to be the best. And was I the best 100% of the time? No, but I was always going to try. I had that like drive in me that I wanted to do the most. I have an example for you to really paint this picture. There was one time when I was a kid. It was the single only time that I've ever gotten lunch detention. I was a very good kid, but there was one time growing up where I had straight A's in all of my classes in middle school, and I dropped the ball. Quote, I'm putting that in quotes, drop the ball, because gosh, I was in middle school, but I dropped the ball on getting my mom to sign some piece of paper. I don't remember what it was, but something that would have given me extra credit and put me over 100% on that, in that class. I would have been at like 110% in that class or something like that. And I remember that when she was about to collect them, I was so mad at myself for not getting that permission slip signed or whatever it was and getting extra credit, because I knew that some kid in the class that had 100% on that in that class and got that signed was going to be ahead of me, and I could not stand it. It gave me a physical sick feeling in my stomach to be that kid. So I forged my mom's signature. I did. I'll admit it. Take me to jail. I forged my mom's signature in middle school and got lunch detention because of it. And I remember that getting lunch detention for the off chance that I was going to be over 100% on that grade was worth it for me, because I knew that I had at least tried to make it happen. But that's the kind of kid I always was. And after I had detention that day, I was relentlessly bullied by a group of boys who couldn't understand where that was coming from. I remember specifically that was the first time that that word or that phrase too much made its way into my head. I had these boys tell me that I was doing too much. I was being too much. That was too much. From then on, that stuck with me all the way up through college. It's crazy how those little things that can just hit you right in your insecurities and stick with you for your entire life. I learned really early on that people get uncomfortable when someone around them is excited, committed, or ambitious about something. Even a little crazy about something, right? I didn't need to forge my mom's signature. But I realized really quickly that trying hard wasn't always cool. And for a long time, I thought that the problem was me. I thought that I needed to figure out how to be less and how to not do too much so that I wouldn't have to hear these voices that were telling me that I was doing too much. And then there was a moment that flipped the script for me. When I started playing softball really early on in middle school. I remember when I played for my school's team, I had that same feeling of being too much. I would get teased because I would stay longer for practice, and at the time I didn't understand that that was probably a reflection of their own insecurities because they weren't doing the same things. But at the time, I remember thinking, I'm not going to make any friends because I'm trying too hard and I need to try less and I need to do less. Until I made it onto a club team for softball, where I was surrounded by other girls who actually wanted to be there and actually wanted to try. And that's a moment that sort of started to flip the script for me, where I was like, in certain environments, this is not something that holds me back. This is something that helps me. I can be too much in these certain environments. But again, it was very compartmentalized. It was with that group of girls that I felt like I could be comfortable in myself and do too much and try as hard as I could and put in effort and have ambition. Everywhere else in my life, I was actively trying to suppress those things. I wouldn't try as hard at practice if I felt like somebody was going to, that was going to stand out in some certain way. I actively worked to be at the top of the leaderboard, but not the best, because I didn't want people to perceive me as too much. But being on that club team, that was around the time where I started to realize that being too much was never really the issue. It was being too small for what I wanted that was the issue. And being around the wrong groups of people was also what I was learning at that time. what I've been able to learn, it's crazy that this little thing that started for me in middle school is a lesson that I learned when I started running marathons a couple of years ago. Like this stemmed through my entire life as this background script in my head. But when I started running marathons, I realized that the people who call you too much are usually the people that are protecting their own comfort zones. And to have big goals is to require you to do a lot and to do too much to get to those big goals. You don't accidentally run a marathon. You don't accidentally start a podcast. You don't accidentally chase down a dream by being chill about everything. You do that by having big goals and doing big things to get to those goals. So there's a point where outside opinion and people telling you that you're too much and you stifling yourself to meet that expectation ends up hurting you and hurting your goals, because it takes a lot to get to these big goals. You can't just have them. You have to do a lot and be a lot to reach them. Like I said, this is something that after I ran my first marathon, that I recognized and then actively started to work on. A good example of this is putting something on the calendar like Richmond. I was injured for my first marathon this year. I trained for my second marathon this year with my mom. So Richmond was the first time in a really long time that I had done a goal for myself. And I remember feeling a little selfish in that. And I had those feelings of I'm doing too much creeping back into my head. Like, what do I need to prove to somebody? I kept thinking to myself, like, is this a bad idea? Like, what am I really trying to prove to people in running Richmond? And then I took another step back, because this goal was for me. This was my big goal. And if I didn't have this like too much gene in me, I probably would have fed into the idea that I was doing too much and other people were going to think that I'm doing too much. But I held true to that this was my big goal for this year. And that if that's too much for other people, then that's too much for them. For me, this isn't too much. This is my big goal. And you have to do a lot, like I said, to reach these big goals. So I'm going to go for it. And I'm going to do the most to figure out how to get there and be successful there. If your goals feel wild, feel out there, and you're nervous about getting some sort of outside perspective on them, that probably means that that goal matters an awful lot to you. And you should look at that as not that you're being too much, but that you actually care about this and you should put time into this and you should put energy into this. So all of that's to say that if I had given in every single time in my life that somebody told me I was doing too much or doing the most or that what I was doing was embarrassing, I would not have what I have now. And I'm very grateful that this is something that I have been able to recognize and work on. If this is something that you have not recognized in yourself yet, I want to be the one that tells you that if you've ever been told that you're too much, take it as evidence that you are on the right path and you care about the things that you're shooting for. Set those big goals, do the crazy things, take up space, be too much. We're training for marathons here, people. Being too much is often the exact thing that gets you to the start and finish line of these big goals. So be too much, take up space, let this momentum carry you forward this week into being the best version of yourself that you can possibly be. If you are training for something right now, I'm so proud of you. You are not doing too much. You are not being too much. You are exactly where you're supposed to be. That's all I got for this week's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in to another Wednesday mini episode, and we'll see you next week.